School PR professionals spend a week or two each year networking, if they're lucky. We pour into this professional development, and the conversations drive us in our work. Collaboration is one of the best parts of our job, but then we go back to our daily work and the buzz of bright conversations and innovation starts to wear off.
Welcome to School PR Happy Hour. We seek to create a shared space of collaboration and an opportunity to continue those conversations long after the closing sessions of our state and national conferences.
We are a community of communicators that lean on each other in hard times and learn from each other regularly.
This podcast is about just that, getting to know each other better and sharing our passions about furthering education, one story at a time. What's up, friends, and welcome back to School PR Happy Hour. My name's Justin Deering, and I'm excited to jump into this episode tonight over something I've been passionate about since my days as a high school radio and film teacher. I remember teaching short films for the first time and reading the stories that my students were writing and thinking, man, these are inspiring, but also at times heartbreaking. Every student in our districts have a story to tell, and as the storytellers for our districts, I feel like it's our obligation to not only tell those stories, but find unique ways for the students to be the storytellers. One random night on a deep Twitter dive through our favorite hashtag, K12PRChat, I came across a tweet from Brenda Drake, the public information officer for Montgomery County Public Schools in Virginia. Brenda was telling about her student-ran Instagram accounts, and we struck up a conversation that would eventually turn into this episode. I hope you enjoy hearing about how Brenda Drake is incorporating the most important voices in her district into her brand and messaging. And also, I ask you to stick around for a special guest appearance in the middle of this episode. First off, thank you so much for coming on to School PR Happy Hour. This has been a fun little project that we've gotten started. And this is a topic that I'm super excited to talk about because of my background in the classroom. I taught a film class and a radio broadcasting class, so it was every day was encouraging students to use their voice, whether it was writing a film or going on the radio and doing something like that. So I just think that this is an area that we really need to focus on in school PR. So Brenda, thank you for being here today. And why don't you just start off and tell us a little bit about, you know, your journey into school PR, how you got to where you're at today, a little bit about your district, and just a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I fell into school PR almost haphazardly. I graduated with a communication degree from a liberal arts college and went back home to where my parents are and had a few sales and marketing jobs, which at that time was pretty typical, where you would rotate through that until you could find a communication job that really worked for you. And I saw an opening for a local school division. They had a communications assistant opening. I applied. I wasn't even interviewed. And they opened the job again. And I called. This was still when we had paper applications. So I called and said, can you just put my application in the second batch? And they said, sure. I was interviewed. I got the job. And that was 15 years ago. I'm finishing my 15th year in school PR. I have been in education this is my third school division. All three have been in Virginia. And again, just finishing up my 15th year, Montgomery County Schools has 10,000 students and just over 2,000 employees. So we're a pretty mid-range school division for Virginia.
Awesome. I actually used to live in Richmond.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So when York County Schools was my first district.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I wasn't in school yet. When I say used to, I was like three. So it's not like I really remember much other than there was trees and it snowed. That doesn't happen here in Dallas. So no. That's a memory that's stuck in my head from when I was three, that it snowed a lot. So we're going to talk a little bit about student voice. And, you know, I think this whole conversation between me and you started over a tweet. And I think I responded from the show's podcast just because I didn't want to log out and lose the tweet. But we were talking about, you know, a couple episodes ago with Jason Wheeler, he talked about social media takeovers where students will go in and take over your Instagram stories for a night at a football game or an event or graduation or something to that effect. But you're doing it a little bit different where the students are actually fully taking over and running the social media account, the Instagram for campuses. And, you know, we went back and forth on how that got started. And that story that you shared through the email was really like just awesome. I mean, it's kind of an awesome journey of how you got to where you're at today. So tell me a little bit about that program, about how the students are physically the managers of that social media account and how that came about.
Absolutely. So our students have their username and password for these Instagram accounts. When we talk about a student-run Instagram, for us, that means that they are logging into that account as the owner of that account on their personal devices. And it really has been a journey. We started last year for the first time having students who had that capability. It was voluntary, and principals would select students that they would want me to talk to about it. And it was a huge flop. So we had one student at one school who stopped responding to any of my text messages or emails after a few months. We had another school that decided that they should just do birthday memes every day that it was somebody's birthday in the school. And that was all of the content on their channel. So as things sort of wound down last year, we started having the conversation of, do we want to keep doing this? And if we do, how can we make it more meaningful? Because having an avenue for student voice doesn't do us much good if they're not sharing the student story. That's such an important piece of what we try to do with our school communication efforts, is tell the student story. But who better to tell it than a student who is living that, who can show what it's like during class exchange, who can show what the lunch menu really looks like that day, right? And so we had, as we were having those conversations at the same time, we had what I would call a small level crisis at one of our schools. In the same month, a teacher was no longer teaching at that school, and the principal was removed as principal at the building. And you can imagine that in that sort of a time frame, towards the end of the year, students were upset. Parents were in an uproar. Even the staff at the building was really upset. And the students had a walkout. They planned a walkout. I think we had about 150 students, which is about 10% of their population, who walked out really talking about communication and why they weren't considered as part of the process. So we had a communication debrief group that met. Any stakeholder who was involved in that process could come to this debrief. And what we did was looked at the actual communication that went out and talked about how it could be better. And what we heard from students, and we had 6 students come to the first meeting and 2 students who came to the second meeting. What we heard from them loudly was, we're an audience. We are a key stakeholder too, and you should communicate with us. And by the way, we have opinions about how this school division is running. We have opinions about how we're being taught and how can we have a voice in this process that so directly affects us. And so that process we went through, and we changed our communication matrix for non-emergency events to add in the student role and how we would communicate with students. And then we looked at our Instagram accounts and realized, you know, student-run Instagram is a great way to tell a story. And we added it as a work-based learning. So it's essentially an internship. They get school credit for it. And I am their internship supervisor. And so that is where we are now. We have all 4 of our high schools on board. One school has 2 Instagram managers, and the other 3 schools each have 1.
So what kind of messaging and what kind of change in the messaging have you seen since those kids have stepped in and owned that account and really have been able to make it the voice of the student?
I think the biggest change really is that student perspective. I can go and take a picture in a classroom and tell someone what's happening in the classroom all day. That's part of our jobs. But students telling how what they're learning in the classroom directly affects them, that's an angle I can't provide. And that's a story that I can't tell. And they're doing a really great job of doing that. And it's helping in the broader community, but it's also helping with school culture and school climate as those students feel like they are important. And they're more important than a test score. And they're more important than just maybe a number. And our teachers try so hard, right, to make sure that students feel important in the classroom, but to feel it at the district level, to feel like, oh my goodness, the superintendent and the snow call lady are making sure that we have a voice that's a direct connection that really is invaluable.
So obviously you see the importance of student voice in not only just in their everyday life, that they each have a story to tell. And it seems from what you're saying is that the district is really starting to accept that. What advice would you give to districts out there that maybe you're looking into this and some of the challenges that you faced with it? Obviously you mentioned that you had the birthday account and you sent me that one earlier and I got to look through it. That was kind of interesting.
Have you looked at it since?
I have not. I went through it with my interns. We went through your PowerPoint and did the training. I kind of adjust that PowerPoint you shared with me.
Yeah, for sure.
For our interns, but we looked at y'all's accounts and I showed them kind of what was going on there. And we actually launched, for the time being, we're doing it through a vendor, a third party that they can submit their things, their content to me, and then I can approve it and send it out from there. Sure. And I think we're 5 or 6 posted. I mean, I met with them on Friday. It's Wednesday. So, I mean, they've come up with some cool stuff that, I mean, I would have never thought to, you know, this one intern that we have, her little sister is a Dragon Youth cheerleader, and she took pictures of them cheering at a Little League game on Saturday, I guess, and all those little Dragon Youth cheerleaders all wear their cheerleading uniforms to our varsity games on Friday. And she took pictures of them and said, these cheerleaders are ready for Friday night, are you? And I was like, that's something I would have never taken a picture of, like you said, because I'm not in that environment. I don't see those games on Saturday because that's a city-run thing and we're not there as much. But if you were giving advice to somebody who was looking at possibly taking on this this idea of student-run Instagrams, Twitters, or even just student content, creating content and submitting it, what advice would you give to them from the get-go?
I think the biggest thing is don't rely on your principal to pick the student out for you. And that was a big shift in my mindset. Our principals do a really great job of identifying students who are top performing, right? And who are just, they're the head of the SGA and they're doing all of these great things. But that doesn't mean that they're key communicators in that building. And so what we did the second year, so the first year, those were principal identified students who were running the accounts that just didn't do very well. This year, it was voluntary. So we used our work-based learning, our director CTE got involved, and we advertised for it. So students applied for the internship just like they would apply for any other job. And they submitted references of teachers that I could contact. And universally, the teachers were like, oh my goodness, they would be so great at this. They tell a wonderful story or they have a really great voice. And so making it voluntary and really being open to the chance that you might not get the star student is going to help us be better at telling the true student story, because so few of our students are those star students and every student story is a story worth telling.
I think that that is an answer that will end up on a quote card for this episode. I'll leave this part out, but I'm marking that down right now. So
I think the other piece of advice that I would give is to trust the students. So what I found with the group of five that I'm working with this year is they take this very seriously. They want to represent their school well, and that was something that I hadn't factored in, the competition and the culture, and how that would work as they got to know each other and followed each other's accounts. So trusting them to run the account and allowing them to learn and grow has been great. And they're working together. We meet once a month, all of us together, to talk about issues that they're having, things that I want them to move forward. So my goals for them started really small at the beginning of the year, and they're sort of getting challenged more and more as we move on. But they're doing such a good job and they want to represent well. So I'll get messages from them. I was thinking about posting this, but are you sure that it's okay? And they really do want to do a good job. I'm having to encourage them to have more fun. So we were talking about one of the lunch menu items. We started outsourcing our school nutrition this year. And so our lunch menus have really changed. And in our last group meeting, we were talking about one of the lunch items that was really popular. And I asked the student, I said, well, why didn't you post about that? Why didn't you do a quick poll about that on Instagram? And she looked at me and said, oh, I didn't know that that would be okay. So I'm having to encourage them to have more fun. So they will take it seriously. They want to represent their school well. And at the end of the day, I own the email address that's associated with that account. If they really go off the deep end, I have the ability to lock them out and change the password. But minor mistakes, those are worth correcting because that's the real life experience that they're looking to get. So that's a message that says, hey, this maybe wasn't in the best taste, or are you sure that this was the right time of day to tell this story? And so those are conversations that we can have continuously, and they're no different than the conversations my boss might have with me about some of the content that we post.
So not only are you preparing them for the real world, that if they move on after school and go into a PR style job, you're also just showing them that, like you said earlier, that they're important and that they do have a story to tell. And I think that's a misconception with a lot of students. I know coming from the classroom and still working in education now, this generation gets a rap of, you know, kind of like the millennial generation gets, that I'm barely a part of, that they're lazy, they're entitled, that they don't really care about anything. But I've seen it with my interns, and just from what you just said, your ambassadors and your social media managers, they take pride in what they're doing. And by you giving them that responsibility and you giving them that freedom to tell their story and to tell their story of their school, obviously the pride comes out, and I can see why the competition would come out. They'd want to have the best looking Instagram. They want to have the most followers. They want to have the most engagement. But more importantly, it is just showing them that they are important and what they have to say is important. And I just think the program you have going is one that people should look at, should duplicate. You're probably going to get emails and tweets. I apologize.
I love it. No, we want to share what we do. So we love being able to share the work that our division is doing in any sort of measure. So we share communication resources all the time. So we're always happy to talk to people about what we're doing. And I hope that you felt that as well.
Oh yeah.
Right. I have a question about this thing and I'm like, here you go.
Here are all of the things. Here is my Google folder with everything in it. Enjoy.
Why not? Right. And I'm here for questions, always open to that. It's been such a rewarding experience so far. And I know it's going to get better. I told the students in our last meeting that I was going to be on a podcast to talk about them. And they were so excited. And they said, are we really one of only a few districts? And I said, we are. Not a lot of people have these student-run accounts. And you guys are setting the bar for how this happens. And you could tell they took a lot of pride in that. And they were so excited. I think the one who's the most disappointed is the one who's a senior, because he's going, well, I won't get to do it next year. Right. But he's getting some great experience. He's the one who took over the account that did the birthday memes. Mm-hmm. And his first question after we finished our training and he signed on, because they have to commit to 90 hours of internship work in a semester, he signed on and signed our disclaimer paperwork and our confidentiality paperwork. And his very first question was, so can I delete all those birthday memes? And I said, well, what do you think? You run this account. What do you think? And he said, this isn't the story that I want my school to be telling. I'm going to go through and I'm going to delete them before I do my intro post. I said, okay, that sounds great. So they really have great perspective, and they do take a lot of pride, not just in their work, but in their schools.
Well, I'm assuming that once we release this, I'm hoping you're going to let them listen to it.
Of course. I was hoping we could get one of them in, but I didn't want to throw that at you at the last minute with an additional audio and that type of thing.
So this is what I love about the creative process. You can get on a roll creating some great content or a great podcast or a great graphic, and then boom, an idea hits and you have to find a way to make that work. Brenda mentioned how cool it would be to interview one of her students, and I knew we had to make that happen. I'll tell you before we get started, the audio on this interview had a few hiccups, but if you listen closely, the message that this student has to send is worth listening to every second.
Thanks for the opportunity for having us today. I'm glad that we could make that schedule work out. I have with me Natalie Miller. She's one of a two-person duo at Christiansburg High School. So their Instagram handle is CHS Blue Demons. And she's here to share the other side of that student voice story, which is what it's like to be the student who is empowered to share the voice and the fun that it might bring, but also the responsibility.
Awesome. Well, Natalie, thank you for jumping on with us today and chatting about this. I've spent the last, I guess, since I got the email with your name on it, which school you're at, I've been looking over that Instagram account, because I do have some student interns that are taking over our Instagram this year. So I've actually been sending them links to y'all's work and letting them kind of see what you're doing and honestly steal ideas from you. So why don't you just go ahead and tell us a little about yourself, your sophomore, kind of what got you interested in being a part of Mr. X program, and we'll just go from there.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I have always loved social media, just like every other teenager my age. And I feel like it's really important that students have the opportunity to connect with their school and other students on social media, because they're on it every day.
So let's talk about what I think is so cool about it is that you're the student, you're in the classroom every day, you're walking the halls, you know the heartbeat of that campus, and you can tell a different story than I can tell, or your principal even can tell, or Ms. Drake can tell, because, you know, you live it every day. So when it comes to what you're sharing on Instagram and what you're looking for in a post, what is that moment or that thing that you think, this is perfect, this needs to go on Instagram? What kind of events, what kind of content are you looking for?
I'm really looking for anything that the students are going to really connect with, because I feel like that's the main point of this. We want the students in the school to feel connected to their school on a program that they use every day. I often see or often hear students come up to me and the other young lady that I do this with and just suggest things to us and have us brainstorm ideas. And we get a lot of vocal ideas on what they want us to post.
Awesome. So are you seeing more engagement from traditional posts or from things on your Instagram stories?
There's a lot more in the stories, because there's much more like interactive things that you can do on the stories, like asking questions or posting polls. But we do get quite a few comments on the posts on the feed. And we also get a ton of DMs asking about, or direct messages asking about stuff that we can post, or if we're going to be at such and such events, stuff like that.
That is really cool. So actually your community, your students, your peers there are kind of helping y'all out to find content by giving you suggestions on things that are going on.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. That's something we're working on. I'm trying to get our interns to really engage with their student body. And if there's a club that, you know, I don't know everything going on at the campus, they can help me out, and their friends can help them find content. So talk to me about why you believe that student voice in something like this, or just in general, is so important, and why this was a program you wanted to get involved with.
A lot of the times as high school students, we hear that we're just high school students and there's not that much of a difference that we can make, or there's limitations to what we can do in the outside world. And I feel like this is a great opportunity to kind of upset those stereotypes and show the world that we can be involved in things that represent our school in a positive way and get the student body connected with the outside world.
If you were, let's say if there's someone out there listening right now from another district, that's like, man, I am so nervous about handing the keys to Instagram or Twitter or even Facebook over to a high school student to create content. What would you say to that person if they were sitting here listening right now that was like, hey, it's going to be okay? What would be your advice? What would you say to them?
Honestly, just do it. Like, there's so many benefits that you can get from having a student perspective that might not be seen from a teacher or an administrator, because they're not in the school every day. And the stuff that me and the other lady that I do this with, we see so many things that we're just like, this would be great to put on the Instagram. And we feel like our school would really resonate with this. So having a student on board is showing a completely different perspective and honestly getting more students involved.
So is this something that you look to do in the future with marketing, social media, things like that? Is this like a career path that you're looking at pursuing?
Yeah, I want to be a journalist. So this is kind of on the track to being a writer and a published writer. But I feel like this is definitely giving me some good experience in interacting with people online and working out posts and deadlines and stuff like that.
Well, best of luck. Just so you know, there are people around the country that are seeing what y'all are doing and paying attention and stealing ideas from you 100% because they work with me. And just know you're doing a great job and it's awesome. And we are going to, I'm going to end this part of the interview the same way I end all my other interviews. And the reason I do my job, the reason Mrs. Drake does her job is because of you guys, because of the students. And I would love to hear from you a moment, whether it's a teacher or something that's happened in class that's kind of shaped, maybe it's shaped why you want to be a journalist, or maybe it's just helped you get through school. Is there a moment that you look at and you're like, that's a great moment in my educational journey?
Yeah, I've always struggled with math. And in, oh, what was it? Maybe it was fifth grade. And a teacher sat down and she was like, you can do this. And there is nothing that you can do in this world if you just don't set your mind to it. So putting your mind to something and putting it out there and just doing it, that's where the real motivation and the inspiration comes from, especially behind this program.
Well, awesome. Well, Natalie, thank you for jumping on. Brenda, thank you for letting her come on and talk with us. This is going to add so much to this episode. I really feel like hearing the student side of it's going to be awesome.
We return you now to your regularly scheduled program.
So right now it's just Instagram. Is there plans that if it becomes, you know, a big hit, like it sounds like it's heading that direction, that would go outside of just Instagram? Or are you kind of sticking with that platform?
Right now it is just Instagram. We have a lot of student-run Twitter accounts already. Some of them are accounts that I have interaction with, and some of them aren't. So, for example, one of our high schools, their entire athletics Twitter account is run by a student and has been run by a student for 4 or 5 years. So we weren't going to step in and mess with that process. They were doing a great job. So all we added to it was that the student who runs that account has to get a training from me at the beginning of the year. So it's still absolutely a student-run account, and they still pass it on. In the tradition that they have of where it goes from student to student at the end of the year. But I just bring in the district perspective. We talk a little bit about crisis communication and when we post and when we don't, names of students and that type of thing, but that really stays true. But also a lot of our schools have grade level Twitter accounts and that type of thing. So I don't get too involved there, but you never know. We have a student advisory council. We have student school board reps. Now we have our student ambassadors. So I think you never know what the next step will be. We're talking about student-run podcasts and how we can incorporate that into our curriculum. So they, like I said, you just can't say it enough, right? They have a story to tell. And if we give them the avenue to tell it, it makes our jobs that much easier.
So you mentioned, awesome. So the question I wrote says, if others are interested, but I'm assuming that when others are interested in asking you about this process, talk to me about how they can reach you on social media, through emails or websites, things like that. Just kind of how can we connect other school PR pros with you to help
Absolutely.
Maybe grow
so,
this
well,
type
you
of
can
program
slide
elsewhere.
Into our DMs, right? At any, either my district account, which is MCPS_VA, or any of the school accounts. And they can share their perspective, but they'll also let me know if that happens. My email address is brendadrake@mcps.org, all spelled out and all together. And my Twitter handle is BrendaDrakePIO. And I'm happy to set up a call. I'm happy to share my Google folder with anyone who's interested, talk about some of the challenges that we've faced. I'm putting together our agenda for our next team meeting now. And our big thing is going to talk about whether or not we want to add Linktree URLs to our Instagram accounts, or if they want to leave it as their school website. So we're always looking at how we can get better and move forward.
And finally, our question we ask every guest is, you know, we always try to relate this back to the reason we do this is for the students. And so I just would like to hear about a moment in your educational career, whether it was a teacher or something that happened in your journey through school that impacted your life long term.
Absolutely. I was a pretty normal middle of the road kid all through elementary, middle, and high school. But for me, I think the big switch happened in college. One of my communications professor, Dr. Robinson, he really had the biggest impact on me because he's the one who showed me that it's okay to geek out about what you love. So he loves comic books, and he would bring comic book lessons into a lot of the work that we did in those introductory communication classes. He also loves movies and teaches a seminar about that for the upper level communication classes. But every single paper I wrote for his class was about the TV show Survivor, because at that time I loved it and I thought it was awesome. And he was okay with it. He's geek out about what you love. As long as you can bring it back to the content and show me that you're understanding the content that I'm teaching, it's okay what you write about. And so that was a real change for me. And I don't have to fit into this certain mold and like these certain things. I can really geek out about what I want to geek out about and still be really smart and know what I'm doing. And so he's someone who loves what he does. And I like to think that maybe I model that a little bit now. He certainly is a role model for me in that area.
All right. Well, Brenda, thank you so much for coming on and just talking about this awesome program. And I look forward to, you know, transitioning my interns to having more control over their Instagram account. And we do it at the district level. We don't do it at school level. It's just the entire district. So they are high school students that we're trying to, hey, go visit an elementary school, see what it's all about. But I appreciate you sharing your stuff with me. It helped me train the guys and the girls. And this has just been, this, like I said, this is something that I love. I love the idea of student voice and them telling their story. And this is a podcast that I'm excited for other people to listen to.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Well, there it is. Another episode of School PR Happy Hour. And I hope this episode has given you some great ideas and a little bit of confidence in the students that are walking your halls. I know I'm leaving this episode with two major takeaways. Number one, pick the right student, not the perfect student. Because as Brenda said, every student has a story to tell. And it's our job to find those students, no matter what their grade point average is, no matter what clubs they're in, no matter what sport they play, and just find the students to tell those stories. So I challenge you to pick the right student, not the perfect student. And number two, if you build trust and give these students some responsibilities, you will be amazed at what they can do. They will take it seriously. It will be something they're proud of. It'll be something they know they're working for their future, and they know they can add it to their resume. So I ask you, build some trust, give some responsibility, and just let it happen. And as Erin always says in her episodes, this podcast works best when we are interacting with each other after the episodes. So I want to know one thing that you can do or that you're currently doing in your district that allows your students to tell their story. You can find us on Twitter at SPR Happy Hour or over on Instagram at School PR Happy Hour. Thank you for listening to School PR Happy Hour. I'm Justin Deering. Now let's go out and try to be a little better at our jobs every day.